Shiyuchotzis loymis yavmois. Let's make a takona that every tzaris ervum, the brothers have to give a chalitza and not be miyavmo. So manashoch, according to Beis Shammai, you give chalitza, you patur. Because chalitza also helps. According to Beis Hillel, you're not allowed to be miyavmo, so you're giving a chalitza. There's no aver involved. So I call upon him, if you give her chalitza, so according to neither of them, would it come out the kids will be a manzo, the kids will be a pogrom. That's a good takona to make. That no matter what, every tzora serva, don't be miyabim them, so the kid should not be a mamzu according to Beis Hillel, and don't let it go out free, so the kid shouldn't be a pogrom according to Beis Shammai, but let's make a takona always to make chalitza. That's what the Biyachin and Benuri wanted to do. The Gemara says, well, his spiku migmas adobo, but didn't come out, lemaisa to do it, chenitfu hashur, till the times bothered him, he got into problems then, other things came up, the kid said never got around to making this takona. But that's what he wanted to do. Omalei Rav Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel said back to Rav Yechon and Ben Uri, Ma nasalhem litzaros harishonis. Meyata, like even according to your rates right now, it's not nice to make this takona. Because what are we going to do with the tzaros harishonis? In other words, according to Beis Shammai, the first tzaros got married, there was a mitzvah yibum. According to Beis Hillel, the first tzaros got married without a mitzvah yibum. So if you make a new takona, you have to on chalitza, what could you do with them? It's not nice. Like we'll soon see why it's not nice. Like the mashal, according to Beis Hillel, there's tzaros erva, there's no mitzvah yibum. She got married to a stranger. Now you want to make a takona that she has to have chalitza. So even though she's married to a new husband, you're going to have one of the brothers come and make chalitza. That's not nice. So therefore you can't make this new takona. That's what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying. Rashi says, Manasa, Shenis Yavnu. Let's say according to Beis Shammai they made Yibim already. According to Beis Shammai, the ones that had Yibim already. O B'nei Mamzerim, in Nigma Lachas Shkoyis Yavnu. If you're going to make a takana now, that no case, even according to Beis Shammai, a tsaras erva should not be miyabim, so you're telling everybody that whoever did it already, they didn't have erva, and the kid is a mamzer. So it's not nice to make the people that did it already into mamzerim. That's not nice.
So they become mamzerim. What is it?
That's what people talk about. Since right now there'll be halacha.
You're not making the past.
No, but they're going to tell people though you can't be miyabim though.
You should not do it anymore. But
so that's saying you did an issa. That if you say you can't be miyabim, that means you did an issa by doing it. So maybe people go around saying the kids are mamzerim, therefore he couldn't do it anymore. He can't make anything about it. So more like this. If you want to tell me you understand also that Beis Shammai did the way they held when it came about the case of a tzaras erva, they let the mitzvahs yidden go through, they let a brother be miyamam, hainu the komar, that's what Rav Shimon Gamliel said, manasa. Why we can't make your takona to say from now on, you're not allowed to be miyamam anymore. Because if you're going to make that takona, you're going to be moitzi shame on the people that had already yibum by saying that the kids are going to be mamzerim. So you see, that's what Rav Shimon Gamliel holds. You see, I call upon him that the people did do according to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai's Talmidim did the way they held. That if there was a case of a tzaras erva, they let them do the mitzvah yibum. But if you want to tell me according to the other man, the Yomah, that loyosu, that Beis Shammai did not do the way they held, since Beis Hillel was the roiv. Beis Shammai gave in to Beis Hillel, of a zoi mai, manasa. What does Rav Shimon Gamliel mean to say? Like, what could we do with the tzaras that already were miyabim? There's no such case; they're not supposed to be miyabim. So, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, lenitzuchu elo letzara atzmo. This is Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok that the Gemara brought down before. What he means to say is that Rav Shimon Gamliel has a tainer on means the tzara itself. That's what it means. Umanasachi kamer hanech tzaras debeis hillel lebeis shammai. What he meant to say is the tzara herself. Again, when one brother died. And he was married to the other brother's daughter, and he had a second wife. So now the daughter, she has no mitzvah yibum. What about the tzara of the second wife? So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel had a kash like this. El tzara atzma, manasa, hochikomer. This is what he meant to say. Hanech tzaras, the second wife, the Beis Hillel, according to Beis Hillel, that says she's free. She's allowed to get married to somebody else. There's no mitzvah yibum. Le Beis Shammai, according to Beis Shammai, that Beis Shammai says no. There's a mitzvah yibum on them. Heichi nevet, what can we do? That's what we want to say. If you want to make it fixed up, according to everybody, it's not nice that according to Beis Shammai now, you're going to have to say that lady that already got married, she has to have chalitza now. That's not nice. So the Gemara, why not? L'chalpso, let's make chalitza now. His Beis Hillel holds, like we hold, a tzaras ever has no mitzvah yibam at all. So when the brother dies, she's allowed to get married to somebody else. Now we're going to make a tikkun and say no. Every time there's a tzaras erva, we have to make chalitza. So even in the case that a lady already got married to somebody else, we'll say from now on, though, they have to make chalitza. So Moreza is asking, so what? Let them make chalitza now, even though she got married to somebody else. Let the brother of the mace come and make chalitza to her. So Gemara says, Mimasi agavrayu. That's not nice. You're going to make her disgusting in the eyes of her husband. If her own husband is going to have to see the way she has to go through a maisa chalitza is not such a nice thing, taking off the shoe and spitting, it's not such a nice thing, the husband will get angry, get mias, won't like his wife. So therefore, it's not nice to do it. For the Gemara, but so what? There's no Easter involved. So what? Let's be misaka now that the lady, the wife, has to make chalitza now, even though she's married to another man, like she's not doing any issur, like so what if she's not going to be liked by her husband anymore? So Moshe says, no, that's a sfora not to do. The pasuk says in Mishlei, Diruachecha darkei noyim, v'chol nisivosei sholem. The drachim, the ways of the Torah are sweet, and everything is peaceful, and the Torah doesn't make you do something that will make you disgusting upon your husband. That's not a derech, that's not what the Torah wants. The Torah wants us to do nice and pleasant things. Therefore, it's not a svara that the chum should come and make a takana. If the tzar already got married to another, to a husband, then he can't make a takana now to say that the other brother has to give the chalitza. It's not nice in the eyes of the husband to see your wife go through a chalitza, so about the rabbanu will not be misaken it. So that's what the Reb Shimon Gamliel, he'll know about it. He'll know about it. So that's what Reb Shimon Gamliel meant to say. That we can't make this takana to be misaken, to make chalitza, because it's not going to be nice in the case where she already got married. A kol ponim poshut's mashmar, as Moran slugs up, it's not a riot that they did, it could be they didn't do. Could be that Soros Taikadu didn't do a mitzvah, they did not do a mitzvah yibum. The Reb Shimon Gamliel only meant to say, according to Beis Hillel, we should make this takana of chalitza, and that the Gemara says we can't make chalitza. Toshima. The Yomer Reb Tarfon, Reb Tarfon said like this, to Avni, means Loshin, it says on the side, means Toyev Ani, I'm waiting and hoping. Mosai Tovo, Tzoros Habas L'Yodi V'Yasenu. The Kitzer Reb Tarfon was a Talmud of Beishamai. Mainly held like his Rebbe, that a Tzoros Erva, there is a Mitzvot Yivam. So Tarfon says, I'm waiting in a case. He didn't want Mistam, his daughter, his son-in-law to die, but just says when a case for this will come, again, that his daughter got married mashma to his brother. His brother, Tarfon's brother, married his daughter, and he had a second wife. So Tarfon was saying, I'm waiting for my son-in-law, my brother, to die, and then I'll be miyabim, the second wife, via Sena. So mashma, the what, that the Talmidei of Beis Shammai did do their shita. Then in the case of a Tzoros Habas, a Tzoros Erva, they did do Yibum. And the Gemara name, Amor, what he meant to say is, the Yasiyenu, I'll marry her off to somebody else, just the opposite. In other words, to show, like Rashi, the Ayabim, first verse of the Yasenu means, Ayabim Osik Dibur Beshamai. First Ayabim means what Tafir meant to say, I will make Yibum like Beshamai. And the Gemara of Terence, no, the Yasiyenu, I'll marry her off, Lishuk, Kedibur Beshilu. So you have to say no to show the man Yomar hold that lo yosu, they did not do, means they did like Beis Hillel. So that's what the Tarfon is saying. Even though I'm a Talmud of Beis Shammai, you should know I'm waiting for the case to happen, and I'll do like Beis Hillel, and I'll make sure that Tzara of an Erva gets married to somebody else and not to the Yovan. There should not be any Mitzvah Yivim. For Akhti Gemara, for Ta'avni Komer, Mashmi is waiting for himself to do it. Said Rashi, "V'atavni kamar v'imke beisilul machidish kol yalma hachinogu." Like if he's just going to do the regular way, like Beisil does, like what is he waiting? What does he want to show? The Churi meant to say he's waiting to show us halacha. What halacha are you telling us? Like Beisil, everybody knows halacha is like Beisil. So what did you want to tell us? Just Tom, you'll be knowing like Beisil. So Gemara says, "Lafuki m'dav yechin benuri." Lafuki wants to tell us not like Rav Yechon ben Uri, not like he wanted to make a tekona. Rav Yechon ben Uri wanted to make a tekona, and according to everybody, a tzaras erva should always have chalitza. So that's what Rav Tarfon wanted to tell us. He holds not like Rav Yechon ben Uri. That in the case of a tzaras erva, I'll let it get married to somebody else without any chalitza. Maybe that's all he meant to say. That we hold not like Rav Yechon ben Uri. There's no such tekona like Rav Shimon Gamliel tying it back, not to make tekona to make chalitza. So again, we have no proof whether Talmidei Beis Shammai really did according to their shita or not. And Poshe, the Shaila so far is, like we had before, that maybe after the Bas Kol came out, that Beis Shammai did not do like they held anymore. Or maybe because since Beis Hillel was the Rav, that's what they didn't do anymore. Toshima, come and bring another proof. Maisa, there was a story once, the Bitoi Shavam Gamliel, the daughter of Rav Gamliel, Shoisa Nesuya Li Abba Ochiv. She was married to his brother Abba. He said, Rabbi Gamliel had a brother called Abba, and Rabbi Gamliel's daughter was married to his brother. And happened was that his brother, Rabbi Gamliel's brother Abba, died, and he had another wife also. The Yibim, Rabbi Gamliel, Esarasa. That was the story. Rabbi Gamliel was Makayim Mitzvah Yibim. He went and married his brother's second wife. And the one that's his daughter, Avad, is no Mrs. Yibim. But on the second wife, the Tzari went to be Miyabim. So her Tzariah, that Tamidei Beis Shammai, did like they held, and they did not give in to Beis Hillel. For the Gemara of Tisbra, firstly, is this true what you're saying? Is this a good Svara? First of all, Rabbi Gamliel mitamidei Beis Shammai, is it true that Gamliel is Tamidei Beis Shammai? He's not even a Talmud of Beis Shammai. So Drashi B'Tamiya, for like Mibnei Boner Shel Hillel Hu. Rabbi Gamliel was from the children of Hillel. So anyway, it's a kashi this maisa. Since he's from Talmidei Beis Hillel, Avadi, we hold Halacha, Atzaras Erva has no Mitzvah Yibum. So how could you say that Gamliel was Miyabim, his Tzaras Erva? So Moran says, Elo, what the story of the case was, Shani Bita Shavav Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel's daughter was different, the islandess heavy. His daughter was an idleness. She couldn't have any children. Like we had before, we paskin, a tsaras idleness is mutal yibum. The svar is for mitzvahs yibum, since she's an idleness, she can't have any children, she's not in the pasha of yibum altogether. Like she didn't fall to yibum at all. Therefore, who's in the pasha of yibum? Only the second wife. That's not called the tsaras erva. Therefore, there is a mitzvahs yibum on the second wife. That's why Rabbi Gamliel married her, was miyabna. So there's no riot to our Shalom with Tzara Serva. That goes according to everybody, even according to Beis Hillel, he was allowed to be Miyabim the Tzara, because his own daughter did not fall Yibum, since she was an idleness. Fred Gemara, V'ami Diktani Seifa, since the Seifa of this Brisa says, Acherim Oimrim, other people say, the story was, that Bita Sherab Gamliel, idleness Oysa, that Gamliel's daughter was an idleness. That's what other people say. Mechlal, it's a raya, it's a proof here, that Tanakama Sova, the first one holds, Lav Islandess Oysa. No, she was not an islandess. So you have to say the first one holds, she was a regular Tsaras Erva. Abba, Rabbi Gamliel's brother, married Rabbi Gamliel's daughter and another wife, and she was a regular Tsaras Erva, and still he was Miyabma. So that's again the Kasha, two Kashas here. First of all, he wasn't even a Talmud of Beis Shammai. How could he do it? And also he wanted to then say that they didn't do. How come he did do? So Gemara answers no. The pshat is, hikibor v'loy hikibor ikibinayu. Havad, even the Tanakama also holds that the daughter was an idleness. But like we had before, there are two pshatim in an idleness. Some say an idleness is only the pshat is, that if he didn't realize that she was an idleness, then we say it's a mekech tois. And then we say the kedushin was not chal lemafreya. Because in our Mishnah says, an idleness, there's no din sara. And in the Gemara we had, it was a machlekes if a tsaras idleness is also or not. So according to the man, the Yom, that holds that tsaras idleness is also, the Mishnah says it's mutter. So he said, the Mishnah is talking about that the idleness means your brother did not realize she was an idleness. So when he got married to her, he thought she was a normal lady. Later, when he finds out she's an idleness, it's a mekech tois, like the kedushin was not chalam afreya. So that's the reason why there's no tsaras erva here. So the kids, according to the Tanakam and the next Mandiyama, both agree that the reason why Rabbi Gamliel was miyab in the tsara was because his daughter was an idleness and there was no mitzvah yibum. It's only machloikis. How does idleness work? Is idleness the case even though your brother knew she was an idleness and he married her? Still, the tsara's mutter. Or else no, if your brother knew she was an idleness and married her, we hold a grabasi before, service idleness is also. Why here was it mutter? Because the brother did not realize that she was an idleness. So later, when he found out she was an idleness, the kedushin is batul mafreya. But I call upon in both cases, Rabbi Gamliel was mutter to be miyabim the tzara. For you boys, same another teretz is like this. that again, Avada here wasn't a push the case of a Tzoros Erva. There was a reason why Rabbi Gamliel was able to make the Yibam. I tell you, the case here was Konas Oleb Soyev Girish Ike Benayu. Nachlekes was Rabbi Gamliel Avada gave the brother Abba gave a get to Rabbi Gamliel's daughter. So the Shailer is one man the Yom holds, that's enough to make Yibam. That's the way the Tanakam holds. As long as Rabbi Gamliel, as long as Abba gave a get to his daughter, to Rabbi Gamliel's daughter first, so at the time when Abba died, he was only married to one wife, there's a mitzvah Yibam. The next man the Yom holds, no. From that alone we have that it had to be that Rabbi Gamliel gave, that the brother gave a get to Rabbi Gamliel's daughter before he married his second wife. Because if he married his second wife at any point when he was still married to the daughter, it doesn't help to give a get later. That's what the second man, the Yom, holds. Therefore, Chirim have to say, if so, why was on Gamliel mutatim yabim the Tzorah? Ah, she's called the Tzorah Serva. The Teretz is because she was an illness. So that's the Tupshotim. The first man, the Yom, holds, without an illness, she was mutter. Because the brother already gave her a get. The time the next man the Yom holds, no. The fact the brother gave her a get wouldn't be enough. Since at one time they were married together, that still has the yis at Sarah Sarah. And the only had to read because the daughter was an illness. He boy is same on third teretz is, yesh chenai bebiye ike benayu. I tell you the case is here also. Tanakam holds, you don't have to come on to illness, because the case is that the brother Abba only married Rabbi Gamliel's daughter on a tanai. He married her on a Tanai. If you do something, the Kedushim will be Chal. If you don't do something, the Kedushim won't be Chal. You make a Tanai a condition. So it's a machlokes, if later you have Bia with your wife. One man the Yomis says, even though you made Tanoim, and she didn't do the Tanoim, when you have Bia with her, it's a swear to say, you goma bedaita to Mikadosh, no matter what. Like you don't want your Bia later to be a Bia's Nus. So even though today you said, I'll only marry you if you give me $100 tomorrow. But at that night, when you live with her, it's a swear to say, you're moichel the tenoyim. Because you don't want your bia to be a bia's nus. That's the one man the Yom holds. So the Tanakama holds not like that. That the case was that Abba made it tonight with her, I'll only marry you if you do something for me. And even though they lived together, and the next day she did not do it, so the Kedushin was bottle of Mafreya. So since the Kedushin was not chal, it's good where at the time when Abba died, he was only married to one wife, therefore Rabbi Gamliel was miyabmah. The next man, the Almada Chirim, says, no, the daughter had to be an illness, because he holds the fact that the brother made a tanai with her means nothing. Because since they lived together that night, it's a svar, when you live together, you're mevatel, you're moichel the tanai, and therefore really he was married to her. So if Abba was married to the daughter from Gamliel, how come he married the tzara? The teretz is, because she was an illness. And we hold that tzara's illness is mutter. So again, there's no right for me to Beis Shammai. All this Rabbi Gamliel only did according to Beis Hillel, and even according to Beis Hillel, you have this case that the Tzoros Erva was mutter. Mosiv Rav Mesharshia, Ma'aseh Rabbi Akiva. What's up the story with Rabbi Akiva? Sheliket Esrik. He picked off an Esrik off the tree. B'yechud B'shvat on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. V'noig Bo Beis Yisurim, and he was noig two Ma'aseh. The case is we know on the second year you give Ma'aseh Sheni. On the third year, you give Maiser Oni. No Maiser Sheni, you give Maiser Oni. So the question is, by Paris, the Rosh Hashanah is Shvat. So it was the beginning of the third year. So really, it's a machlekes when Rosh Hashanah is. Is it Tu B'Shvat, or is it Rosh Chodesh Shvat? So Rabbi Kiva now, he picked off the Yesvik B'Echad B'Shvat, and he was Noig Ba Beis Yisurim. Well, Echad Kedivrei Beis Shammai, V'Echad Kedivrei Beis Hillel. One is like the sheet that holds that Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Therefore, Rosh Chodesh Shvat is called the beginning of the third year. You only have to give Maaser Oni. And then he still did Maaser Sheni, because according to the other sheet, that Rosh Hashanah is first Tu B'Shvat, today's Hillel. The Yom Tu B'Shvat Rosh Hashanah Lilonis comes out that if you picked off the Esrog on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, it's still last year's crop. So last year is the second year, you have to give Maaser Sheni. So the Kitzur of Gamliel picked off the Esrog on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and it was Noig Min HaSveikas Bol Dinim. According to Beis Shammai, it's the beginning of the third year ready, it's only Maaser Oni, and according to Beis Hillel, it's still the end of the second year, you have to give Maaser Sheni. So the Kitzur you see, Shemai Min Oso Rabbi Kiva. Shemai Min Oso, you see a right that Rabbi Kiva, the Talmud of Beis Shammai, did according to Shita. Gemara says, no, that's not the pshat over here. Rabbi Akiva, Gomri, Estopically. Avada v'Galil only did like Beis Hillel. So the pshat was, he had a suffix, he had a doubt, what does Beis Hillel hold? Rabbi Akiva, Gomri, Estopically, he had a doubt. V'lo yoda, he didn't remember, I Beis Hillel b'yecha b'shvat omer, does Beis Hillel the one that says that Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Shvat? Therefore, it's the third year now, you have to give Meiser Oni. Or the Tu B'Shvat Omer. Or else maybe no, Beis Hillel Shita is Tu B'Shvat. So now that he picked off the Yesrig on Rosh Chodesh, it's still the end of the second year, you have to give Meiser Sheni. So that's why he did both. But not the Pshat he did like Beis Shammai, he only did like Beis Hillel. But he had a suffix, what does Beis Hillel himself hold? So again, there's no raya. Mosiv Mazutra. Meister, once up in the story, V'yolda kalosa shal Shammai Hazokin. Shammai's Hazokin, own daughter-in-law, gave birth. It was right before Sukkis. Olpiches ha-samaziva. They made a hole in the roof. V'sicha chagabe mito. And they made a sukkah on top of the mito. Nukitza b'shvil cotton. The baby, the mother just gave birth. And by Shammai Shittur is that there's a mitzvah chinuch, no matter how young they are. We hold this only when she's 5 or 6. By Shammai holds no. No matter how small the baby is, still there's a mitzvah chinuch. The son, even a 1-day-old baby, by Shammai Shittur is, there's a mitzvah chinuch. The boy is supposed to eat in the sukkah. See, what they did was, on top of the bed, they made a hole in the roof, and they put a sukkah there. So the kid was able to eat in the sukkah. The mother nursed her in the sukkah. You see clearly that they did the way they held, because according to Beis Hillel, you're not mechuyev to. So according to Beis Hillel, they shouldn't have done like this. But Tayyip says the Bikidish here. Tayyip says Mikan Mashma, the Mandiyama lo yosui. According to Mandiyama, that says that Beis Shammai did not do according to the Shita. Afilu heicha de Beis Shammai lechumra. How you always think of Beis Hillel lekula? Even in the case that Beis Shammai is a machmir, still, if you hold, they didn't do, means they gave into Beis Hillel, they did lekula according to Beis Hillel. Because here the shaila is, according to Beis Hillel, a kid is potter from sukkah. According to Beis Shammai, the machmir is supposed to be in the sukkah. So you want to bring a raya here that they did. Mashm, according to Mandiyama, that Beis Shammai did not do according to the shita, even in such a case, they would not make a sukkah, which is they're going lekula, en echanami. If you hold Beis Shammai did not do, means they gave in totally to Beis Hillel. Even Lakula they took on Beis Hillel's Kulas. So here, since you see they made a hole in the roof, it's Mashma they did the way they held. So I'm to Gemara Hossam over here, Horoya Oimer, Liafushe Aver Kovit. Here, the fact they would do it doesn't, it's not nicker, it doesn't look that they're doing something different than Beis Hillel. It doesn't look like it. People think all they want is more ear, there's not enough ear in the room. So they're breaking the roof to make a hole in the roof to make more ear come into the room. So therefore, it doesn't look like they're doing like their own shita.
But did they make it into sukkah or not?
Yeah, sure they did, yeah. But they're just saying, even though usually Beis Shammai would not do their own shita, so it's a chiddush. This Gemara here is mashma, means the very big shal on the shitas here. This Gemara is mashma, the reason why Beis Shammai would not do their own shita is because of what it's going to do. It looks like Shnei Teres. That's another reason why they would not do it. Even though before we had two terutzim, one teretz was that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel remains like two batidinim that it's mutter. But according to Abai, that wasn't. According to Abai, even Shtei Bot Dinim is also in the same city. It's only Shtei Bot Dinim in two different towns that are mutter. So according to Abai, it would be usher in the same town to have two minhagim. So here's the kasha, how come they had another minute to make a sukkah? That according to Beis Hillel, you don't have to have a sukkah. And that the Gemara answers, here there's no license going to do. It doesn't look like two different minhagim. Because the fact you made a hole in your roof doesn't look like you're doing it in the same sukkah. And if I had to tell you, we wouldn't understand this. But Dalmul says, in the houses, to make a hole in the roof is a normal thing. So, mainly, if you make a hole in the roof, you could say people are doing it only to make air come in. So, therefore, it doesn't look like you're doing the Shem Sukkah. It wasn't an Issa what it's going to do. Vaita, Mosiv Mazutra. Maise once happened by Shekas Yeyu. This was a special place in Yerushalayim where there used to be Toivul, all things that were Tummy. Shekas means there was a rock, that a hollow rock. Shoysev Yerushalayim. Voice in the kuva, the hollow rock had water in it, but it didn't have a kosher mikveh, it didn't have a boyim saw. And there used to be tovel all the kelim there. How did you do it? The pshat was, right next to it was a big mikvah. And there was a hole, a pipe, connecting the two mikvahs. So therefore, since this hollow rock is connected to a mikvah, you allowed to be terrible things even inside the rock. So that was the ma'isa voice. In the kuva, the rock had a hole, the lemikvah, and it was attached to a kosher mikvah. For chol tahirus or yibushalayim nasa magava. Anything that became tome in the gate of tahirus, they wanted to be tabled, they put it into this rock. That was the mokum to be tabled things in Yerushalayim. For sholchu beshami, when beshami went to see that rock, for chivu, they widened the hole, the entrance, the connecting pipe between the rock and the mikvah. Why? Shebeshama yomrim ache tiftach ruba. The Shammai Shita is, what's a connecting pipe? It has to be roiv, has to be open. A goal of mikvahs are possible according to Beshammai. According to Beshammai, connecting has to be, if there's a mechitza this big, half of it has to be opened up to make a connecting between the two mikvahs. It's not enough just to have a little pipe, to have a little soon see the hole of two fingers going around. According to Beshammai, the connecting pipe has to be, roiv of it is opened up. Achetiftach rubai. So that's what Beshame did. When Beshame went down to that rock, they widened the hole to make half the rock open up into the mikvah. Utanan, we learned, ear of mikvois, when you want to mix two mikvois together, how big does the pipe, the hole have to be? Kishpoferes hanoid, the size of a pipe, a noid, biyuveho, ubechaloloho, kishteets bois, choyzeres lemkoimim. Means it has to be wide enough that you have two fingers could turn around easily in that hole. It's a little bit wider than the size of two fingers to go around the hole. That's the halacha, that's Beisilu Shita. And therefore, that was the minig in Yerushalayim. Now when Beshame came down there, Beshame made it wider. So the Chura you see, Shemamina also, the Chura you see that Beshame did according to that Shita. That when they went down to Betovel on that rock, they weren't Samech the hole the way it was, but they went to widen the hole. So you see, they did according to that Shita. Tomorrow says again,